Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the collection of college coaches and college players that make our Saturdays what they are. And as you know, college football is right around the corner, and it's a fun day. I think this particular season, more than most. What's up, Coach Leach? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we appreciate you always. You're always so generous with your time. We always appreciate you stopping by on the show. And, you know, we were talking a little earlier. I mean, does it seem like ages ago when we think back to Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree, or does that seem like yesterday when you were, you know, Texas Tech doing your thing down south?
Kind of portions of both. You know, sometimes it seems just a short time ago. But then the other thing, I mean, as you get to thinking about plays and stuff that's happened in the last couple of years, I don't know. You know, it moves all over the place. And I think that's the thing with football and sports in general that's most captivating, certainly to the fans, but I think coaches and players too, is, you know, all the memories you put together.
Definitely. And I'm, you know, you're Washington State. I mean, you've definitely put your stamp, I think, on this program. I mean, I think most would consider you as one of the lead schools, you know, with the opportunity to win the Pac-12. And, you know, I spoke to you, we texted over the summer, and I was in Vegas at a piano place, and somebody paid money to have the Iowa Hawkeyes fight song, and a Washington State Cougar coughed up $25 to dominate. And I think that kind of speaks volumes to the passionry that maybe you restored this program to what these folks want. I mean, how pleased are you with the turnaround and what you've been able to do in such a short amount of time?
I'll tell you, there's a lot of spirit at Washington State. Washington State, first of all, every college game day, right in front, there's a big Washington State flag, which is the most distinct, one of the most distinct college logos. It's also an old one. And so there's a big Washington State flag, and the tradition goes they mail the flag around, and so alums will go stake out the spot and make sure it's featured right in the middle of game day. The other thing is, if you see another Washington State person or you have Washington State stuff on, they always say, "Go Cougs." And I've had people say, "Go Cougs" to me in France, in Cuba, this summer in Cuba. Walking, "Hey, go Cougs," you know, and then so it's kind of this worldwide international salutation for, you know, if you're a Cougar, you say "Go Cougs" to the other guy, and I mean everywhere. So it's and we are kind of a tight militant group as far as a lot of really tight camaraderie and enthusiasm. But, it's a great place to be. We've got to get better as a team, and we continue to improve. We've had a good camp, but still have plenty of work to do.
Definitely, and I think that's one of those things. I mean, how does a coach like yourself, I mean, you guys are coming off a very, a 9-4 season. You guys win your first bowl game under your tutelage there. So, I mean, I think those are expectations. Obviously, they keep getting bigger and bigger. How do you kind of speak to the team, you know, in the locker room maybe, and kind of make sure that they don't rest on their laurels, and what last year was last year, and what presents them this year is a whole new, you know, set of circumstances?
Well, we constantly try to compete and challenge each other. And I think that has to happen. I think our team, I hope, intellectually understands it. And then we as coaches have to do the same with ourselves, but then also just kind of accelerate the expectation. And the other thing is, I mean, I think everybody's got to continue to kind of move the bar. You know, we're a young enough team that there's a lot of cases where, you know, a guy couldn't do something last week, but he can do it this week. Well, if he can do it this week, then we need to work towards, you have the ability to do it every time, and just keep you know, because you're constantly rebuilding the foundation of what you're capable of, and especially if you're young. And so we need to keep challenging and pushing that.
Nice. And we got some people on Twitter are asking some inside, I guess these would be things only you would know as a coach, or maybe your perspective on it. I mean, who do you think are some of the leaders on this team? I mean, we might see guys make big plays, but I think, you know, who are those guys inside that Cougar locker room that you kind of know that are maybe almost the player coach if we were at the collegiate level?
I'd say Luke Falk is for sure. I think there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of guys. I'd say Luke Falk is. I would say, you know, on the O-line, we've got a couple older guys. Gabe Marks definitely is on offense, our wide receiver. Defense, I'd have to say Peyton Pallure. You know, I think, you know, Robert Barber when he's really zeroed in. And then we got, you know, a couple guys by example, a couple by example, I would say Darian Moulton, who plays corner, is actually a young guy.
Okay.
Oh, and Parker and Henry, I can't leave him out. Parker Henry, total stud, one of the greatest overachievers I've ever had the opportunity to coach in my life.
And how rewarding is that? I mean, when you see guys like that, they were, you know, they may not be the most talented, but you just know the effort they put in. And I'm sure when you're done, done with the day and you're breaking down practice film, you see these guys getting after it. I mean, well, how does that feel as a coach knowing that these guys, you know, want it that bad?
Oh, that's the most impressive of all of it. You know, the guy that didn't have the smoothest path there, or, you know, in some ways didn't belong there, but just blasted through. I mean, not only is he blasted through, he's, you know, one of our best defensive players.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the head coach of the Washington State Cougars, Coach Mike Leach, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some college football. I'm curious, not that maybe on the non-football side of it, but you mentioned you went to Cuba, and I know, you know, you're from the Keys and down in Florida. So what was it like? I assume that may be your first time in Cuba. What was it like going back there?
Yeah, it was definitely the first time. Kind of the whole bucket list thing, you know, want to see it before it changes, want to see it, period, want to see what they've been up to. It was pretty cool. I mean, okay, so, yeah, I went over, saw all the Hemingway stuff, you know, his house, his boat, the marina he hung out at, you know, kind of the bars and places he would go, so that was good. And then, now, Havana, and it's not very wired for the tourists necessarily. It's a gorgeous country. It's different than a lot of the Caribbean, where it's, you know, just kind of coral heads with buildings and pretty plants on it. This thing's more like Hawaii. I mean, Cuba's almost the size of the state of Florida. And so, you know, it's more like Hawaii from the standpoint there's, you know, mountain in the middle, rainforest, and big wide boulevards, gorgeous Spanish colonial architecture. Each building looks different than the last, so, you know, it's just captivating. You can't see enough of it just as you're going down the street. A little dilapidated, but would be easy to fix up because those buildings are so solid. In the middle of the boulevard would be like a plaza with fountains and plants and stuff, people walking around. 1950s cars everywhere in great shape, some cases converted to diesel. Not as many tourists as you would expect. Then we went to a part of the island where it looks like you're at Jurassic Park or somewhere. You know, like big old rocks come out of the ground and jungle and vines all over it, caves, water in the caves, you know, all this stuff. And no, it was a really cool place. And then the other thing is kind of getting a grip on, you know, the people are extremely friendly people. You know, it appears to me they seem like they're real curious about what the rest of us are up to. And I can't say I really saw any poverty, but everybody way below middle class as far as that goes. And then just, you know, just kind of getting the grips on, you know, that a certain amount of stuff's watched in that country that's not in ours, you know.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm curious. I mean, in terms of, I mean, you know, I mean, when you go to, you know, Florida or the Cuban environments, you know, neighborhoods, you always see the Cuban sandwich. Is that as popular in Cuba as it is here in the States?
Pretty popular, yeah. Yeah, I love Cuban mixed sandwiches.
yeah,
and as a matter of fact, in Key West, there's some great places. Cuban food in Cuba was really good. You can make the argument that it was a little better in Key West just because the ingredients were better, but anything seafood related over there was excellent. Pork or chicken was excellent. Vegetables a little harder to come by. But
that'd
beef,
be strange,
you know,
too.
they had beef, but, you know, it was more expensive and, you know, probably in the freezer longer, where the other stuff was more inclined to be fresh.
Excellent stuff. Once again, head coach Mike Leach, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Coach, before we leave, we got one more quick question for you because I know those Cougar fans are dying to hear it. What would be, I guess, what is the ultimate goal? How talented is this club that you possess right now, and what is the ultimate achievement? Are we talking college football playoffs and national championship? Can this team make it there?
Well, we're talented enough to win one game a week, and we want to do that as many times as possible. And, you know, if we
– I love it.
We just got to be consistent with that, you know. I mean – we got to be consistent with that. We've got a lot of good things going that direction, but, you know, there's always some slack in the rope and constantly you're trying to take it out, you know?
That's definitely. And you know from your tenures and your successes that it's a grind, and you said it week by week. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you squeezing us into your busy schedule. I always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and the best to you and your Cougars and your Pac-12 mission this year.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Yeah, we have a big sign up in our meeting room that says respect everyone, fear no one. So, yeah, you got to do that for sure.
Yeah, you're definitely on that right. Well, hey, man, again, Coach Leach, we appreciate you sharing your day. And like I said, safe travels, you guys crisscross the nation.
All right, well, thanks so much, and it's great to hear from you again.
Thank you. Once again, that is head coach Mike Leach. Time enough to join us here on the C2P. And you got to love what this guy brings to it. I mean, he brings that subtleness, but he brings a fantastic, charismatic view of the collegiate landscape. And that's what I love about him personally. And, you know, we're in a vintage, you know, the way the passing game is in vogue. I mean, that kind of speaks volumes to the type of offense that he, you know, brings to the table as well. And, I mean, when you think about Luke Falk and Gabe Marks and these guys on the offensive side of ball, there's just so many avenues for this team to climb. And like I said, 9-4 last year, I think their first bowl win since 2003 for the Cougars. So, I mean, that just shows a testament of what he's been able to do, I think, in his fifth year, short amount of time to bring this, you know, program back. And, I mean, think about the wins they had last year. I mean, you're talking about comeback wins against Oregon, UCLA, Rutgers. I mean, those are top flight programs. And then, you know, now this program that he has in Washington State is rubbing elbows with the teams that we consider some of the best, minus Rutgers, but some of the best in the Pac-12. And like I said, excited to see what they bring to the table. And not just because we had him on the show, but I really do believe the Cougars are going to be a force to be reckoned with. I mean, you got Alex Grinch, you know, with that defense. So, I mean, it's a fun, optimistic bunch on the defensive side. So I think, you know, combined with what Coach Leach does on the offensive side, it should be a fun year for the Cougar fans in the state of Washington. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, a shout-out to Coach Leach for joining us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this, you guys know you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and at the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.